Well, good morning, everybody. What a blessing. You know what I thought would be fun? Is what if every homily on a Sunday, I start with a little piece of Pope trivia. We have had 266 popes so far. Pope Francis would be the 266th. And there's a lot of trivia about these folks. And so today I'll start you off with this one. In the year 913, a man named Lando became the Pope. And Lando did not even live for a year. And he was the last Pope until Pope Francis to use a papal name that had never been used before. Like before Pope Francis, we had Pope Benedict the 16th, meaning there were 15 of them Benedicts before him. And John the 23rd wasn't too far before. But Pope Lando picked an original name, and he actually picked the baptismal name. That was his name as he was growing up. And that doesn't happen too much either. Pope Lando, we don't know about what he did, and not a single paper survives from his chancery. But anyway, now you know about Pope Lando. I was thinking about our readings today, beautiful readings about this necessity that we have to remain in Christ. And the first reading, what we've got going on here is that a lot of people are joining Christ. Jesus in our gospel says, I am the vine, you are the branches. A branch that is unattached to the vine will wither and die and produce no fruit whatsoever. But when we are plugged into Christ, who is the vine, that's where our life is. And it's not our life, it's his life. And when our first reading, we've got all of these new branches, all of these people, because we're human beings, we have free will. We get to decide if we will plug into the vine or not. And we have in the first reading the story of how thousands and thousands of people from Judea and Galilee and Samaria are all plugging in to the vine. In our second reading, we hear from St. John, and he says, this is how you know if you belong to Christ. Is if he remains in you. And of course, if we're branches on the vine, then he remains in us because his life is pumping through. Now, on your way in, I'm sure you grabbed a poem. I have them at all the doors. And I just wanted to go through. It's a beautiful poem. And I wanted to reflect on it really briefly and then give it to you as a prayer tool because it's really great. It's written by a woman named Frida Hanbury. Okay. 'Tis only a little branch, a thing so fragile and weak. But that little branch hath a message true to give, could it only speak. Notice like the humility here, like we're fragile, we're weak, we're just a little branch. But when we're attached to Christ, that's where our life is. And our strength, we're no longer fragile and weak because his life is pumping through us. Okay, I'm only a little branch. I live by a life not mine, his life through us. For the sap that flows through my tendrils small is the lifeblood of the vine. No power indeed have I, don't we all feel that way sometimes, the fruit of myself to bear. But since I'm part of the living vine, its fruitfulness I share. Jesus didn't just live 2,000 years ago, he's alive now. And we in our baptism plug into the vine and his life flows through us. And that's how we get fruitful. You can't be fruitful if you're a vine on your own, or a branch on your own. But when we're attached, dost thou ask how I abide? How this life I can maintain? I am bound to the vine. The word religion comes from the Latin religare, to be bound. We're bound to the Christ by our holy religion given us by Christ. To the vine by life's strong band, and I only need remain. Because we're branches with free will, we can decide to remain or not. Where first my life was given, in the spot where I am set, upborn and upheld as the days go by the stem which bears me yet. There's this upward motion for all things that are alive, and the Lord, when we're attached to the life which is Christ, that we are up. There's this upward motion in the whole universe. I fear not the days to come. I dwell not upon the past. As moment by moment I draw life which forevermore shall last. Ding, ding, ding. This is a big one. Because when we are attached to the vine that is Christ, we don't just get life here. What the speaker of the poem is saying is that we draw eternal life when we are attached to the vine. That we draw this life that doesn't just end when we take our last breath on planet Earth. It is forever. That's the thing. I bask in the sun's bright beams, which with sweetness fills my fruit. Yet I own not the clusters hanging there, for they all come from the root. Whatever good Pope Lando did in his 8 months as a pope, it wasn't because of him. It we put the fruits, the clusters of fruits that hang off of his papacy, and that our life, all of our life, that we bear fruit, but it ain't our fruit. It's his fruit that he uses us to bear. Isn't that great? This is my favorite line. A life which is not my own, but another's life in me. Wow. That without Christ, we're a bunch of walking zombies. You know, and like, but with Christ, his life is within us. I was listening to the birds chirp this morning. Every time I go outside and you go hiking or whatever, you're just surrounded by the glory of God that is fused everywhere. And that life fills not just the world and the whole cosmos, but each one of us. This is the message the branch would speak, a message to thee and me. Oh, struggle not to abide, nor labor to bear much fruit, but let Jesus unite thee to himself as the vine branch to the root. Isn't that great that God doesn't just say, okay, you're on your own, go bring me a whole bunch of fruit. When you knock on heaven's door, I'll see what you got. No, we're plugged into Christ, and we are just simple instruments through which the fruit comes, and that he's the one doing it. It isn't up to us. We're all too weak on our own. It's impossible. Thanks be to God, we're plugged in to the vine. So simple, so deep, so strong, that union with him shall be. His life shall forever replace thine own, and his love shall flow through thee. Do we feel that? You know, as branches on the vine, that his love is flowing through us to the people in our life, to our little corner of the kingdom, that his love is flowing through us. That's the bingo right there. For his spirit's fruit is love, and love shall thy life become. There's a good song called Live Like That by the Sidewalk Prophets, and it says, was I love? You know? And that's like, we are to be love. And to let his love, God who is love, we're attached to him as branches on the vine. And forevermore, on his heart of love, thy spirit shall have her home. Folks, this is a game changer when we realize how deeply connected the good Lord wants us to be with him. That God is not just a clockmaker up in heaven who set the clock in motion and then leaves. No, he is with us at every second of every moment, and we're connected to him. That's where our strength, our purpose, our meaning, our life is in him, attached to the vine. And it matters who all is connected. It matters for us to be connected, and it matters for others to be connected. Because the plant is so much stronger when it has a lot of branches. And I guess I'm just going to end with this. Next week in the bulletin, we're going to have we graphed the mass counts from the year before COVID, and then you see COVID happen, and then we looked at it afterwards. But I took the average of the year before COVID of each mass, and then the average mass count of all the different masses, and there's like four graphs, one for each mass. And the average count now, starting from January of 2021, gave people time to come back and so forth, and now. And it's kind of sad. And the thing of it is, imagine you had an NFL team. There's 53 players in every NFL team. But imagine only 11 of them show up to practice, or show up to the game, or even eat. Because at Holy Mass we receive our nourishment, without which we cannot have life. That the branches are attached to the vine, the way that happens is the sacraments of the Holy Church, the sacraments that Christ instituted, especially the Holy Eucharist, that it's not just a spiritual pie-in-the-sky thing, it's real, and that the Eucharist makes every bit of difference in the whole wide world, and that we have no life if we don't have his body and blood within us. And it makes a huge difference. And it's like there's only 11 people on the team that are eating. And the rest are like hanging on by a little thread, you know, and it's like, I know I'm preaching to the choir because we're the 11. We're here. We're here every Sunday. Praise the Lord. We got to keep that going. And thank you for your faithfulness. As a priest, I wouldn't know what to do without the 11 who are faithful. But here's the thing. If we were on a team and only 11 of the 53 are showing up, we'd be calling the other people and going, you need to eat. Because the team's health depends on it. Your life depends on it, but so does the health of the whole team, of the whole vine. That there's so many people, and they're not here, not because they're afraid of COVID, but because they've found other priorities, and they're lost. And it's not a place of judgment or whatever to say, you need to come home. You need to come back to the feast, because we miss you and our vine needs you. A team with 11 out of the 53 will never win a game. But this ain't a game. Eternal life is what's at stake, and the health of the body of Christ. And so, folks, we do our part. And the thing of it is, as I was reflecting, I was thinking, wow, you know, the numbers are a lot lower now, but where we were wasn't a golden age either. That was about 20% of our parish that was coming to Mass before COVID. I want 100%. I want it so that the bishop has to assign three other priests here, so we have to have all these extra masses because we can't fit everybody into our beautiful church. That's the goal. Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.